Microsoft is passionate about bringing more personal computing experiences to its consumers, whether you're using a PC, tablet, or Windows mobile device. In this tutorial, we're going to be taking a closer look at how you can get a more personal experience from your Windows mobile device. What you guys now see is our start screen, which is the landing page that you have once you unlock your device. So as you can see, mine is quite personalized at this point because what I get to do here is paint a little canvas of myself and show you what's most important to me. On this page, I can pin quite a few things: a music playlist, a specific contact number, my photos album, a live application. And what this helps me out with is that at a glance, I can see what's happening from within a tile before I even open up that application. And this is quite convenient and quite clever and very personal in nature. So for instance, what I can do is I can decide for a particular live tile, such as People Hub over here, if I want to move it around and personalize it even further, I press and hold this live tile, and once it's in a floating state, I can now move it to wherever I want it to go, whether it's at the top of the screen or even below somewhere here. In addition to that, I can actually resize it, make it smaller, make it large, or even make it medium sized. And as you can see in the top right corner of that floating tile, I can actually unpin it, which basically means that I can take it away from the start screen if I'm not using it. So all I'm going to do is actually do that, unpin it, and it means that it's just not on the screen. However, if I do want access to all my applications, all I have to do now is swipe to the left. Once I come to the left over here, it'll sort out all my applications in alphabetical order. And if I press on any one of these letters in between the apps, it'll now bring up the screen where I can search for it via alphabets. So if I'm looking for the People Hub, I would press P over here, and this is where I would find all my applications that start with that same letter. If ever I want to take an application from this application list to the front part of things, all I now do is I would press and hold it, and I would get this option where it says pin to start. Once I select an option like that, it now comes to the front part of the phone, and it means that I can now move it to wherever I see fit. If I don't need it, I can make it smaller for now, and then I can actually press back and it'll come back to my start screen. Now, what's interesting over here in terms of the application list is that as much as I have all these apps, it's up to me if I want to pin them all to the start screen, and I can do this with any application. Like I said, all you do is that you press and hold an application and this menu will pop up. And that means once you pin to start, you have it right here. Now that I've showed you how to resize a live tile and how to bring an application on the screen, something we need to take note of on Windows 10 Mobile is that now we have this amazing notification and action screen whereby, as you can see, when it comes to our quick actions, we now have a total of 16 options we can go for. And if I had to collapse it, this bottom row over here would be the stationary one that does not change. However, if I wanted to change those quick actions, it will be quite simple because I would simply go into the option that says All Settings. And once I'm in here, I would then look for an option over here that allows me to personalize my screen for my quick actions. So I would go for the option that says System. Now that I've selected this option and I go into Notifications and Actions, it'll now show me to choose my quick actions. What these are my primary quick actions that I will see whenever I swipe down from the top to gain access to those quick actions. So for instance over here, these are the primary ones that you would see at the bottom of your quick actions. I can easily select one of them, and let's say I choose Wi-Fi, and I would like to now replace it with something like my location. There it is, it has changed. And now if I swipe down from the top, I will see that in my bottom row of quick actions, these are the ones I can always customize to make them my primary quick actions. If I press on that option that says collapse, it means that these are the only ones I will see. But if I press on the button that says expand, now it'll show me all my actions. In total, I have 16 quick actions, which I always have access to make it quite easy for me to access. Now, in addition to that, there's something I'd also like to show you guys on how to personalize your background image on your start screen. Once you swipe down the screen from the top to access your quick actions, all you need to do now is go into the option that says All Settings. Once you're here, you can actually go to this fourth option that says Personalization, and this is how you can start making your phone a canvas of who you truly are, because this is where you get to insert your background image. So the option I will go for now is the first one that says start, because I want to personalize my start screen. I now have this option of actually choosing a picture that I can even choose the transparency level of the live tiles once they're on the screen. As you can see, if I move the slider to the right and I go back to my start screen, I will see more of the tiles than the actual picture in the background. But if I take it all the way down, it's going to make my live tiles very transparent. And in this way, I can show you by selecting any picture from my gallery. And let me go with something like this. So once I've selected an image like this, I hit on the tick button. It saves that as my start background image. And from then on, if I hit my start button, it'll take me back to my screen. And as you can see, this image that we have now in the background is known as a full bleed image, because this image is not only seen on your start screen, but if I move it to the left to my application list, I can still see that picture in its full entirety. Now that I've shown you guys how to get a more personal experience on your Windows mobile device, join me in the next module where I'll be taking you guys through some settings to help you manage your data as well as your battery life. Thanks for watching.